Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
I'm in the carpet department of a department store, which doesn't make it sound very glamorous, but it's actually very exquisite, very exclusive. I'm in the Oriental Rug Department at Liberty's of London with Patch Rogers, who's the arts and crafts expert on the new TV show that is about to hit your TV screens this evening, BBC Two, 9 o'clock, the Victorian House of Arts and Crafts. And we're here to just lounge around on the rugs. It is and talk about arts and crafts, Patch.
It's the most beautiful department.
Describe where we are.
Okay, so this department, where we are, we're on the fourth floor at Liberty's. We're in the roof of the building, the crown of the building. This is the Oriental Rug Department. It's the oldest department in Liberty's. It's one of the most famous departments in the world, really, for buying rugs, and is the most exquisite place. I love it. It's my favourite place.
It's my favourite place. All's well in Liberty's. It feels like I'm in a souk.
Yeah, it's got that feel. I mean, you know, and also the sound quality. It might sound like we were in a professional studio, but we're not. We're just in the rug department, but the sound level, it's lovely. It's like being on a sort of snowy day, isn't it? It's like the sound just gets deadened. It's lovely. It's beautiful.
It's one of my favourite environments to be in. Cozy. If I'm cozy, I'm happy. And can I pick these rugs up anywhere else?
No, not. I mean, all of these are individually handmade. There's nothing machine made in this department. It's all handmade. Probably, I would say, 90% of it is antique, there's a little bit of sort of replica arts and crafts pieces. We're sitting on one right now,
really,
which is an original arts and crafts design, which has been rewoven in India, and I think it's probably about 3,000, 4,000.
How expensive are the rugs in here? What do you think?
What's I think that they vary. I mean, you know, it can be from as little as sort of £1,500. Which might sound like a lot for a rug, but the thing is that they get handed down. These are, I mean, you know, I don't like to use the word investment because it's not really about that. It's about living with objects. But, you know, they are great objects and they're all handmade and they really celebrate the world in that sense because you've got Chinese, you've got Indian, you've got, you know, Middle Eastern. I mean, there's a real diversity.
And the pioneers of the arts and crafts movement would have fully approved of this because that's what they were all about, weren't they?
Absolutely. And they were designing their own rugs as well. That's another part of it, which they were selling through Liberty's back in the day. So, you know, Liberty's itself has a great history with the arts and crafts movement. You know, Arthur Lazenby Liberty opened the store in 1875 and it's been selling craft and design ever since.
So for anyone who has no idea what the arts and crafts movement was, tell us a bit.
The arts and crafts movement, probably everyone, maybe everyone has heard of William Morris. He's probably the biggest name within the arts and crafts movement. He was a political figure. He was a designer. He was an artist and a writer. And probably the complete designer, if you like. And post-Morris, everything started to change. Everyone got an understanding of craft, of what it was to have well-made, balanced objects within their homes.
And he came about at the time when the Industrial Revolution was in full swing. Britain was manufacturing, mass-producing, labour was intensive, people's lives were pretty grim, weren't they? And there was a lot of drudgery around at that time. And he wanted everyone to find value and joy in their work, as well as appreciate things that were being made.
Yeah, I think that that's his legacy, if you like, was for them to appreciate things. And I think that, you know, it wasn't just about, making objects for very wealthy people. I mean, some of these people had to do that because it's what facilitated them to continue with their businesses. But at the end of the day, they were there and they were celebrating craftsmen. They were making sure that craft never died. Mm. And I think, like you say, with the Industrial Revolution, it was at that point where it was looking like it might happen. And quite honestly, it's a bit like today, isn't it? I mean, here we are. We're at the point of a revolution with computers. I mean, they absolutely, a bit like the Industrial Revolution, we look at them in that same sort of sense. The machine is taking over. But, you know, it's people are still making. People are still, pushing against that, yeah, as it were. And I think that's important. I think, you know.
I'm going to admit something to you, Patch. Like, I am absolutely, and I learnt this when I did that programme, Four Rooms, when it was about truly appreciating the value of something. Mm. And I love it. And I aspire to be able to only buy things that I know I'm going to cherish, often that can cost a lot of money. Mm. And I have been known to have a bit of IKEA in my house.
Yeah, listen.
Am I going to be shot for saying that?
Not at all. Listen, I've bought IKEA. My kitchen is an IKEA kitchen.
They have great design.
They have great design. It's not a problem. My only problem might be is that, you know, the thing is that, you know, it's all about recycling, isn't it? You know, like, I mean, the thing is, like, here,
yeah,
it's got
to
come from a factory, you know, 5,000 miles away. It's shipped 3, 4, 5 times. It's not necessarily environmentally friendly, in my opinion. But that's kind of, you know, that's I'm bound to say that.
No,
but,
you're right.
You know,
and it's the throwaway culture of
exactly.
things.
Exactly. Yeah. You buy an IKEA sofa, it lasts you 10 years. You put it in the thingy. I'm constantly, I mean, we've just sold a sofa here this week. It was originally from this store in 1900. We've refurbished that. We've given people employment to refurbish that. And we've sold it again through this store. I mean, that's proper recycling. That's a good thing, surely.
Yeah, that is good. You are absolutely right. It just, you know, it just takes a bit of money to be able to live like that.
Well, that sofa was, it was £4,000. Now, okay, yeah, an IKEA sofa is going to cost you £1,500, but you're going to change it 3 times in your lifetime. You know, now, okay, you know, you can just change the fabric. You don't need to throw away the sofa.
Yeah.
You know, and you can't necessarily do that with a brand new IKEA sofa.
No.
Unfortunately.
William Morris, really brilliant phrase, and lots of you may already know it. He said, have nothing in your homes you do not know to be useful or believe to be beautiful. Is that right?
That's very good. I always get that wrong.
I remembered it. And he's the expert.
And I'm the expert. Oh, my God.
And he's famous for his wallpaper.
Yeah.
Who's your... There's lots of dudes in this movement.
Yeah.
Who's your favourite?
I mean, my favourite personally is Voysey. I mean, you know, he's not the sort of guy that I'd want to go out for a beer with necessarily. I think he was quite...
Was he an arsehole?
I think he was just a taskmaster. I mean, right. I think he was just a tough guy who kind of, you know, he made his own clothes. He was such a kind of perfectionist in that sense. So, you know, I mean, I think... but he was a fantastic designer. His designs are beautifully simple. They really echo the arts and crafts period and what it stands for. He uses symbolism within that. The heart is a thing that he used constantly with his design work. And he was again a complete designer. He was an architect. He designed wallpaper, carpets, metalwork, furniture, fabric. You know, everything. He was complete in that sense. Even his own clothes. You know, I mean, it's, you know, that. Nowadays, you find me, you know, Richard Rogers. Is he designing his own clothes? Is he making, you know, his own furniture? Is he, you know, I mean, maybe furniture.
And that was part of the whole ethos, wasn't it? Like, you live, it wasn't just, they weren't just about design and furniture making. They had a whole value system for life, and they moved to the countryside, right? And they were performance artists, and they were just hippies, weren't they?
I think they were. I think that's the thing, isn't it? Is they were free spirits, you know. And okay, you could argue that they were champagne socialists, and they were wealthy and all the rest of it. And yes, they were. It gave them the freedom to do that, but they didn't exploit that freedom. What they did is they wanted to put something back, and I think that's important. And you know, they celebrated craft. They celebrated the craftsman. And, you know, it's a beautiful thing.
It is a beautiful thing. And it's lovely hearing you talk about it. I'm really enjoying this, by the way. I sort of want to lie down on this carpet, but it is actually a very famous Central London department store. So we should probably behave ourselves. Patch, it's so lovely to talk to you. Thank you so much. I hope our programme does well.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure it will. It's a beautiful program. And for me, it was an eye-opener. I mean, I learned so much from you.
Well, I learned lots from you, and you were very helpful. Thank you very much.
You'll see.
You helped me through.
Patch is great. It's a weird thing to do.
It's a weird process.
Yeah, making TV shows is weird.
You know, like I talk about a workshop, that's my home ground, you know? It's I was definitely playing away in that sense, and it's like, you know, it's...
Well, I'm sure we'll see lots more of you on TV, because, and you explained it so beautifully, the whole movement, but those crafters that we got on, that programme, you know, is about these phenomenal six people.
Absolutely.
And their passion for that. And you can see, I sort of understood how Keith Brimer-Jones, who, by the way, is the other musketeer to our little trio, bursts into tears when he sees beautiful things.
Yeah.
I felt it.
It's, you know, you can't not feel that passion, that struggle. I mean, I think, you know, Morris would have felt that, and that's what would have inspired him. And I think that, you know, those people today, they're our heroes. You know, they're our heroes of design and making. It's very important that we celebrate them.
Absolutely. So BBC Two, 9 p.m. The first episode is the 11th of January 2019.
9 o'clock.
Enjoy it. Tell your friends about the It's Anita Rani podcast. Subscribe. Welcome if it's your first one. And spread the words. Enjoy the show. And give us feedback. Let me know what you think. Patch, thank you.
Because I'm not tired. 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 I'm not tired.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.